admits to his crimes. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Do you understand that after today, when I accept your plea, you are stuck with your decision and you cannot change it? It will be too late.
I understand.
Nicholas Cruz also just told his victims' families he's sorry. More than 3 years after his rampage at a high school in Parkland, Florida, Fox's Jeff Manasso is on the case live.
Dave, parents of victims clutched their hearts and sobbed in Broward County Court as they heard guilty to 34 counts of murder and attempted murder for Nicholas Cruz in the Parkland school shooting that left 17 students and staff dead. Cruz telling the court,
I believe they should have the right to choose the victims themselves on whether I should take life or death.
Though it will be up to a jury in the later sentencing phase, and as the state uses aggravating factors of each count in its case for the death penalty. The massacre at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018, one of the worst in U.S. history. Dave?
Jeff has a plan in place for the expected approval early next month of Pfizer's COVID vaccine for younger kids aged 5 to 11.
Over the past several weeks, we've been working closely with governors, pediatricians, pharmacies, community health centers, rural health centers, and other vaccine providers to prepare for this moment.
Well, the White House COVID response coordinator Jeff Zients says the smaller doses will come with smaller needles for the 28 million children who would be eligible. New York City has a new COVID mandate for police and firefighters and other municipal workers to get a vaccine shot by the end of the month or be taken off the job without pay. Russia is holding an international conference trying to drum up humanitarian aid for Afghanistan. The U.S. is not there as more Americans fly out today.
Today, on the plane behind me, Americans, along with other foreign nationals and Afghan civilians, will take a Qatari evacuation flight from Kabul to Doha to get out of Taliban territory.
That's Fox's Trey Yingston, Kabul. America's listening to Fox News.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from SimpliSafe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, SimpliSafe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, SimpliSafe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Protect your home and your sleep. Take 30% off a new system at SimpliSafe.com today.
Here's NFL legend Terry Bradshaw for Publishers Clearinghouse.
Last chance to win that big check from Publishers Clearinghouse.
There are just days left to enter to win. $7,000 a week for life.
Enter now at PCH.com before it's too late. Because real people really do win. You don't want to miss out, do you?
October 31st, you could win $7,000 a week for life. Hurry, enter now at PCH.com.
Enter now at PCH.com.
Entries due October 29th. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Local news from HDDailyNews.com is brought to you by Bridget's Gift. Help us help our Yuma friends fighting breast cancer by joining us for our 10th annual Western Dance and Barbecue at Cocopaw Casino featuring Gary Allen.
Here's the news in 60 seconds, YumaDailyNews.com. Downtown Yuma is the hot spot for those interested in seeing the Yuma Civic Orchestra perform live at the AWC Amphitheater. More details at YumaDailyNews.com. National Take Back Day is happening with the Yuma County Sheriff's Office. The newly reopened Foothill Substation is where the event will take place. You can get more info at YumaDailyNews.com. The Suns open the new NBA season tonight at Footprint Center. Tip-off's at 7. The Suns will be playing under a cloud this season because the team and center, DeAndre Ayton, couldn't agree on an extension by Monday's deadline. That means that the former overall number one draft pick, who is seeking a maximum deal, will become a restricted free agent after this season. The new high school in Somerton, it's one more step closer to becoming a reality. Get the latest update on where construction plans really are. YumaDailyNews.com. If you have an idea for a local news story, send us an email, newsroom@YumaDailyNews.com. I'm Andrew Caravella.
Saturday, October 23rd, Alexander Automotive Group and Barclay Ag Enterprises present Bridges Gift Pink Fest at Cocopah Casino. It's Yuma's favorite charity event featuring Gary Allen with special guest Tuff A. Anderson, Bobby McClendon, Tanner Gomes, and more. Tickets are available at CocopahResort.com and Boo Farm. Bridges Gift is brought to you by these fine sponsors: Entravision, Barclay Ag Enterprises, and NBC 11.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
This is Chamber Chatter brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I am Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And speaking of the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area, they're in the studio with us this morning. And we have Lowell Perry. Good morning, Lowell.
Good morning.
And we have Sarah Halligan. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so excited. I talk about you guys every week because, as a sponsor, I talk about you every week. But it's great to have you in the studio with us. There is a lot going on right now, and I know I was excited to see annual passes. Matt Molinar had it on his Facebook page. He got to buy the first one. How come I didn't get to buy the first one?
Well, Matt actually was the one that he wasn't the first one to buy the pass. He was the first one to purchase it online, and that's okay. Because MGM Design does our website, and so he actually created it and made it available for anyone to purchase it online. So he was the first one to purchase the online pass, which is phenomenal. He's been a great support.
Awesome. I mean, you had to test it out, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. And so tell us about the annual passes.
Well, you know, number one, let me give a shout out to Mayor Doug Nichols, because he's been talking about some kind of an annual pass for a while now. And so we were finally able to make that happen. And there are three different types that you can get. There's a family pass, two adults with up to four children. A couple's pass, and an individual pass. And that's good for a year at either one of the state historic parks, the Colorado River State Historic Park, and, of course, the Yuma Territorial Prison.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we think that it's a very cool thing. You know, we want everyone within this region, whether they're in San Luis, Somerton, El Centro, you know, all over this area, we think, to come and really take advantage of just a wonderful treasure and group of treasures that we have in the heritage area, and we hope that this will incentivize people to do that. You can purchase the tickets online, as Sarah was just mentioning, or at either one of the two state historic parks, or at our offices in the Heritage Center, which is Old City Hall.
Right. And so what do they cost?
Well, the family pass is $50, the couple's pass is $40, and the individual pass is $25. So that's a heck of a deal,
It's amazing. I mean, I can see me just, I'm thinking now that the weather's getting nicer, you know, having my office in the same building as yours, it's close.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking I can just go over to the Colorado River State Historic Park, wherever, or the Territorial Prison, have a picnic on my lunch, and...
Absolutely you can. I mean, and it's good, safe, family fun that you can have, especially as we try to come out of this pandemic and are looking for things that can be done outdoors. If you get over to the Colorado State Historic Park, we're pleased to announce the opening of Autentico Sapore Italiano, which is a new Italian deli that just opened. Great paninis and antipasti and tiramisu, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was very excited. They brought samples to the expo, to our community expo, so I got to try it out before they opened. It was amazing. Yep. I mean, I can attest to that. Are they open the same hours as the park?
Currently, right now, they are open Wednesday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And do you go head over there on your bus?
I have.
Yep.
My husband and I definitely have. We treated ourselves last Friday, so it's been really great to work with Mario. He's fantastic. He's originally from Italy, and so everything that he is serving is actually imported from Italy. He goes over and it's shipped over to San Diego, so he makes his runs on Mondays and Tuesdays, picks up all his materials and brings it back here.
Perfect. So Lowell, you and I have talked pretty extensively, especially recently, about the vision for the National Heritage Area. And so what, you know, next 5 years, where do you wish it was going?
Well, you know, sometimes I think people forget what a special thing it is to have a National Heritage Area in your backyard. There are only 55 across the whole country.
Mm-hmm.
There are only a few of us that also are part of a National Historic Landmark,
mm-hmm.
Which we are here. And we feel like it could be the catalyst to some serious economic growth and resurgence of a new industry, if you will, here with a focus on tourism. Not only some fun family entertainment like we talked about for locals, but also something to incentivize people to come and stay with us here in Yuma and not just stop off and, you know, grab some gas and a burger and keep driving if you're going mm-hmm. from San Diego to Phoenix. And the heritage area, the footprint, encompasses historic old downtown, you know, where we've got all kinds of bars and restaurants. You know, as a fellow Disney lover here, I mean, it's our version of Disney Springs, if you will, down there on Main and Madison Avenue with museums and cinemas and all kind of things that people can do. You've got the wetlands areas, the West Wetlands, which is very family-oriented with an award-winning children's park and a pond and walking trails and so forth. The East Wetlands, which is probably for more hardcore nature lovers, birders, and bikers can come out there, hikers, boarders if you want to just kind of meander down the Colorado River. You add all of those things together with those two state historic parks that I mentioned, and you have the makings of a great destination. There's no mm-hmm. reason why Yuma can't be a dynamic historic destination. We call it the Historic Yuma Experience. You know, Tombstone and Williams doesn't have anything on us.
So Lowell, then, what's your favorite part of the Historic Yuma Experience?
Boy, you know, I tell you, that really is a tough question because, you know, so many cool things are happening right now with all of the new interactive exhibits and enhancements of the visitor experience at both the state historic parks. I don't think we've even scratched the surface at the Colorado River State Historic Park and some things that are in our master plan and in the works at both of the parks are simply phenomenal, and they'll be a lot of fun. And but, you know, there's something about walking down along the riverfront
mm-hmm.
that is relaxing, you know, if you want to go down there just to meditate and all. So that and, you know, I love our little movie theater down there on Main Street, too.
Mm-hmm. So we talked a little bit about kids and family stuff. Sarah, I know that you did, especially earlier this year, a lot of stuff for kids in addition to just being able to visit the park.
Right. We worked in partnership with the Children's Museum, and we hosted two summer camps for children. I think it was 9 to 13, and then they did a 14 to 16-year-old camp this summer. They did them at both of the state parks and then in the wetlands area, and I think it was a really great experience for everyone to get out there, even though the weather was pretty warm.
I heard.
Yeah, and then we're still currently hosting our Saturdays at the Museum workshops, so the first Saturday of every month
mm-hmm.
At the Colorado River Park. You can go on to Eventbrite and purchase tickets there. $5 includes all the materials to make each one of the fun activities. So we push that out every month. Coming up in November, I think it's November 6th, it's going to be the Colors of Fall, and it's a lantern that you get to make, and it's really, really cute.
That sounds so pretty.
Yeah, so go and check us out on all of our social media pages and click on the link to purchase your tickets.
Well, perfect. It's already time to take our first break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
Our weather's dry. The temperature's warming up as we head into the weekend. 84 the high this afternoon. 88 tomorrow. near 90 by Friday. Fever is the leading sign of COVID and the flu, so keep your family safe this fall with the Exergen temporal scanner. It's the only thermometer proven to be accurate. Learn more at Exergen.com. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
They held your hand on the first day of school. They've been there for every important milestone in your life. Now it's your turn to be there for them. As the area's only non-for-profit hospice, Hospice of Yuma works to ensure that your loved one receives the quality care and attention they deserve. If you have a family member diagnosed with a terminal illness and are feeling overwhelmed, we want you to know that you and your family are not alone. The community's best hospice care provider is only one call away. For more information, contact Hospice of Yuma. Your community, your hospice.
Attention, Yuma. We know you've been waiting patiently for the return of this event. It's back, Yuma. The Hyundai of Yuma Thanksgiving Shop Local Giveaway is here. But this year, we're giving out even more money. A whopping $2,500. There will be five $500 Yuma Palms gift cards hidden in cars on our lot. The rules are simple. Come into Hyundai of Yuma from now through November 5th and register with your ID to reserve your spot for this event. On November 6th at 7 p.m., come back and stand next to the lucky vehicle that you feel will have the $500 Yuma Palms gift card. Don't worry if you don't find the $500 gift card, as everyone leaves a winner with a prize. Limited spots are available, so come in today to Hyundai of Yuma to reserve your spot. Remember, Yuma, shop local at Yuma Palms this holiday season. Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas.
With Chamber Chatter brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I am Kimberly Kales, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And this morning we do have Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area in the studio with us. We have Lowell Perry. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
And Sarah Halligan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. We were talking about different family events and things that you have going on for the kids. And so we talked about the lanterns that are going to be coming up the first Saturday in November, which is great. But I happened to hear, a little birdie told me that there's another event coming up before that.
We actually have an event coming up this Saturday, the 23rd, which from what I hear from Good Morning Yuma Breakfast, 23rd is a very popular date
it
this month.
It is a very popular date this month.
But it's pretty awesome to hear that a lot of things are taking place again and we're able to kind of host different events within our community because this is our season. And so we are working with the Chicano Art Collective, so Abraham Andrade and his team, and what he's done is he's putting on a Dia de los Muertos event, and he is a part of the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area's Regional Advisory Council, and so we wanted to partner with him as he owns a couple different restaurants down in San Luis, so he's kind of made his imprint down there. He's from there, and so he's gotten a lot of artists to come in and create, decorate the cell blocks into altars. And it can, one of the, they're going to each create two altars. One of them is for their family member or someone that they've lost. And then the other one will be for a prisoner at the Yuma Territorial Prison. And so they'll be up for 1 week starting tomorrow. They get to start setting them up and bringing in all their materials. And then on Saturday from 1 to 5 p.m. at the prison, they're going to have kind of a small kickoff event, reception, as he's been calling it. And everyone, it's going to be general admission into the prison. So $8 for adults, $6 for kids 7 to 13, and 6 and under are free.
Unless you have one of those annual passes.
It does not count for events.
Oh, never mind. Okay.
Special events are not included with the annual pass.
It's
sorry
okay.
about
$8
that.
$8 is not expensive.
It is not. But there, you know, there's going to be different vendors, no food, but different vendors selling a bunch of arts and different crafts that they've created. There's going to be folkloric dancers from Somerton and San Luis. There's going to be face painting for all the little kids and anybody who wants to get their face painted. And then there's going to be poem readings and live music and then the art walk. And then you get to go through the prison and tour the prison, learn of all the history and stuff, and then you'll get to see a lot of the altars that are there as well.
So we took Ross's microphone away this morning because we all needed them, but I do expect to see him there with his face painted. Just, I had to say that on the air.
Bring your granddaughter.
Bring it, exactly.
You know, hey, Kimberly, I must say that this is a very important illustration of the work of the Heritage Bureau, because we see the things that we do as part of a collective impact effort to lift up this area. And, you know, collaborating with, our colleagues in the community is so very important to the work that we do. And we see ourselves as that conduit to be able to drive the kinds of activities and things that help all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what we do is totally about Yuma. And in many respects, as goes the heritage area, so goes the city. Because, I mean, we're the thing that is special right now, you know, at the end of the day, you know, when you can say that, again, that you have a national heritage area, that you have two state historic parks, not one, but two, in the same community. It provides that impetus to drive some of the other activities and help the other museums and businesses and all in the area, because that's really what we're here to do, is to drive that additional economic impact here to make Yuma more interesting and attractive to folks that want to relocate their businesses here. You know, if I'm going to bring my business in town and bring employees, there needs to be something for those employees to engage in, particularly the ones who have families. And this is, the things that Sarah's talked about already this morning, this event on Saturday, as well as the summer camps and some of the other things that we're doing, I think are very important for people to recognize and understand the value that having a heritage area has for a community, and to exploit that to really to our advantage as a community and as a regional community at the end of the day.
So where do ideas come from for something like this? I mean, because it never would have occurred to me to turn the cells into altars.
Well, our regional advisory council is made up of a lot of community members that are very active within the community. You have Veronica Shore, you have Abraham, you have Jamie Sheldahl from Yuma School District 1, you have Miriam Lamone from AEA, Anna from the Chamber, and Lupe Lewis from Crane. So a bunch of different people that are bringing their ideas, saying, oh, this would be great to host here. And so it was 2 years ago, before COVID, we hosted a Dia de los Muertos event that was brought up by our regional advisory council at the Colorado River Park. Well, the Colorado River Park is full of events and weddings, so it was not available. So someone said the prison would be the ideal location for something like this, and it then just got put in the works, and so here we are, and we're really excited, and Abraham has done a fantastic job. I'm really excited. Once he visited the prison and we walked through it, I mean, you could just see the ideas flowing, and he just could not wait. So it's great to have built that community partnership with him and the Chicano Art Collective.
And anybody that's seen the movie Coco, get an idea, and the fact that it is at one of the most haunted destinations in all of the country. We finished second this year again.
We have to get more people voting.
Yeah, we do. We gotta do it. We gotta take back that number one spot.
We do.
But for 3 years running, to be in the top two, I think is quite a testament to the popularity of the prison. And there's definitely some stuff going on out there. So I think it's very creative and excited about the fact that not only, you know, from the very serious and cultural standpoint of local families and all participating in a tradition, but for those that want to learn more in a fun way about some of the former residents of the territorial prison, who knows, you might have a close encounter while you're out there.
Are they doing an altar for my favorite territorial prison resident?
Which one is that?
Oh, dear, I've forgotten her
Pearl
name.
Pearl Heart?
No, Estrada.
Oh, is that the one that ripped out
the
heart of his boyfriend? to be totally honest, I'm not exactly sure who they chose. Tina Clark put together an entire list with rap sheets so that way they could go through and pick out who would be their choice to honor.
Her name just escaped me right now, but her poster in the prison caught my attention, you know, from the very first
one of the popular ones that most people remember.
That made it very memorable.
Our executive assistant, Africa Carrasco, she lives down in San Luis, and she was at one of their community events this weekend, and she said that she ran into one of the community members who Estrada is her great-great-great-great aunt.
Oh, okay.
And I said, oh, my goodness, we need to get her in.
Oh, yeah.
You know, get the lineage and hear all about it. So, that's another thing that makes the prison great is that there are still so many connections, family ties. Through, like, Chris Wheeler, for instance, on the back of his menu, you can see that his great-great-grandfather was also a prisoner at one point in time. So it's pretty neat.
I was just going to say, Russ said great family history. That's about what I was going to say. I said, who knew that it was going to be, I'm proud that my grandpa was in prison or that my aunt was in prison. Who knew that that was going to come 100 years down the road?
Don't know if it makes you proud or if it's just like, this is just such a neat story. This is where we derive from, and I'm going to name my restaurant after, you know.
Maybe it's notoriety.
Exactly.
But if people don't know who we're talking about, they're going to have to go to prison and check it out because the story of this woman is pretty interesting.
It is, and bring anybody with you too.
Yeah.
And you know, you asked about our vision and all going forward, and you know, we're having some conversations with the state and looking at other sources to do more to continue to enhance the visitor experience at both of the parks.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, one of the things we'd like to do at the Territorial Prison is make some infrastructure investments in. Increased broadband and power and lights that would make it safer to have events in the evening there. You don't have to bring in a generator and that kind of thing because we feel like there may be a market to have the prison open some evenings, like on a Friday night or a Saturday night.
It might
be a little more adult thing, but it's a different vibe.
I would head there.
It's a different vibe in the evening than it is during the daytime. And so we're missing out on the opportunity to do more events there because people ask all the time about that. You know, of course, you know,
for the views alone.
Oh, just the
views,
yeah. From, the guard tower and all. But, you know, right now, as I said, at the Colorado River Park, you know, we've got a full plate there, and it is one of the premier spots in all of town, particularly for large events that you want to have outside.
Yeah, the Kids at Hope concert is going to be hosted there again, the Harvest Dinner. So, and then we also have one more event that I would like to share information on.
We do, but I have one more quick question about Dia de los Muertos. So you said that they're setting up now. So with the 23rd being such a crazy day for events in town, what if they're not available from 1 to 5? These exhibits, the altars will actually be up for a week.
The altars will be there from Thursday. They're going to be setting up Thursday, so I would not make it Thursday. I would go Friday to the following Thursday. The dates are escaping me. I apologize.
That's okay.
But, just to get out there and see the altars. You'll miss the folklore dancers and the art walk, and you'll miss the events that are taking place on the 23rd, but it'll still be beautiful to see all the altars that they're going to be creating.
Because I've got Coco in my head now. It's all your fault, Will. Because I know that my own schedule on Saturday is getting pretty crazy, and I'm okay, well, I have to be here from noon to 3. This goes till 5. Okay, well, if I leave here at 3, I'll make it there by 3:30, 3:15, 3:30. Okay, I can at least see the tail end of it. And
yeah, I won't be there till 4 p.m. because I'm
at
gymnastics.
That's why I made sure, but everybody can see it for the whole week, which is great.
Exactly. And, you know, I want to give a shout-out to our sponsors. We wouldn't have been able to put this on without them. So the Chamber of Commerce, thank you, Kim. We've got AEA. We have Jamie Sheldahl and Renee Sheldahl. We have Greg LeMann from Greater Yuma Economic Development. Rolls and Bowls, we're sponsoring a couple. Cafecito is sponsoring. The Girl Scouts of Southern Arizona, Wendy Stewart from Edward Jones is sponsoring. And oh my gosh, I know I'm probably forgetting a couple, but we just wouldn't have been able to do it without them. So we're very, very thankful. A Visit Yuma is another one.
I was going to say, I think I have them.
Do you have them? Oh, you're awesome, Kim.
I don't. It's the other one. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. But I think I got all of them this time. But we're very thankful and it wouldn't have been possible.
Absolutely.
Perfect. And we have to take another quick break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Spectrum Mobile is reinventing wireless again. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month per line. No contracts, no added taxes or fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60% with Spectrum Mobile. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999 or visit a store near you.
Offer valid for new customers on 2-plus unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Savings based on 2-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/2021. Prepaid excluded. Restrictions apply.
Arizona Marketplace is Yuma's largest outdoor market. Open to the public November 4th. Accepting all vendors' applications now. Our clients are requesting products and services like kitchen supplies, golf equipment, handmade jewelry, massage therapists, pet grooming, nail salon, hair extensions, and more. Call now for your reservations at 928-328-1088 or visit azmktholdings.com. Arizona Marketplace.
United Toyota wants to buy your vehicle, and we'll pay you top dollar for it. We'll buy your car even if you don't buy from us. Don't wait and miss this great opportunity to sell your car for more than it's worth. Bring your car to United Toyota on Highway 86 at Eaton Road for a quick appraisal. And drive home in your new ride, or with a heavier wallet. Shop the car you want, where you want, and get the price you love. United Toyota will buy your car. Come by and say hi, or shop us online at UnitedToyotaImperial.com.
Are you struggling to find quality employees? Tired of placing the same old Sunday classifieds or getting lost in the online job boards and getting the same results? Then you need to call us today at 344-4980 and put radio to work for you. It's fast. Place an ad today and have it on air tomorrow. Whether you're looking for hourly workers or to fill highly specified job descriptions, placing an ad on radio will help you fill these positions quickly. Call 344-4980 today and put radio recruitment to work for you.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU. I am Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And as always, Chamber Chatter is brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. And before we get back to what's going on with them, I do have a few announcements for the Chamber. We have a lot of events coming up. Everything's back open, which is really exciting, which means that we have 3 to 4 events a month at the Chamber. So coming up on October 27th is the Mixer at Yuma Investment Group. And I want to give them a big shout-out. It is their 20th anniversary. And in honor of their 20th anniversary, they are giving away $20,000 to local nonprofits. So come out to the Mixer. Check that out. The deadline to register is actually this Friday at noon, so be sure to go to yumachamber.org to check that out. Then on November 4th, we will have our next Good Morning Yuma. It is going to be at Arizona Western College, and the program is also going to be Arizona Western College. So that'll be really great. November 17th, oh, super fun. If you haven't been to a D&H mixer yet, oh, you're missing out. I mean, Sarah's smiling at, everybody's smiling at me. Everybody who's been to a D&H mixer knows that it's a big party. It's great. So meet us out at D&H on November 17th. And then we just received word yesterday, thank you so much to Eldorado Broadcasters and our host, of course, for Chamber Chatter. They are partnering with us. We are bringing in a nationally recognized speaker on bulletproofing your business that is going to be heavily focused on how to compete in the online world so that our local businesses get more share of the business other than, you know, places like Amazon. So that's going to be a great session. It's going to be at 8 a.m. on November 19th. December 9th, we have Good Morning Yuma again, of course. Our program there is going to be Yuma Regional Medical Center. If you've been paying attention to the news, they have a lot going on right now. So come find out the latest about what's going on with Yuma Regional Medical Center on December 9th. December 11th, more fun again, our Driving Business and Yuma Golf Tournament. Thank you so much to Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area, one of our first full sponsors this year. Thank you. That was awesome. On December 22nd, we have another mixer. It's at First Bank Yuma. They're also celebrating a big anniversary, so another big celebration there. And then January 28th will be our first big event of 2022. We will be having our annual dinner, and we are going to be doing a chance auction where we will be essentially combining a raffle with a live auction. And we will have over 100 prizes to give away that night. So it should be a lot of fun. Serious stuff, too. That is also, of course, where we give away the Athena International, our Member of the Year, our Ambassador of the Year, and a lot of great awards for people who do give back to the Chamber. So speaking of that, let's get back to the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. We have Lowell Perry. Good morning, Lowell.
Good morning.
And Sarah Halligan. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Good morning. And so before the break, you mentioned that you did have one other event that you really wanted to talk about, and I'm really excited about this one because Christmas is my favorite holiday. So.
Oh, fantastic. Before I do that, I want to mention a couple of the sponsors that we're just, again, so thankful. So Next Gen, thank you very much. Prison Hill, El Charo, and Cornerstone Preschool, thank you guys so much for all your sponsorships. We wouldn't have been able to do the Dia de los Muertos event without them. So they've covered all the donations and costs just to get all the altars created.
I want to give a big shout out. You know, I've been in Yuma now a year, and, you know, I said it a year ago, but now that things are starting to open back up, I'm seeing it even more. The community just really steps up here.
They do, no matter what the situation is. Everybody works together, and that is something that is, I think, very unique to Yuma specifically.
I think it is.
You know, we come through for one another, and it's amazing.
I mean, people who have grown up here, Lil, I know you're not from here originally either. Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't realize how special this area is.
Well, you know, when you think about it, just, you know, one of the major accomplishments of this community related to the heritage area was a number of years ago, the state of Arizona was going to close the two state historic parks, mm-hmm. the prison and the river mm-hmm. park, because of budget concerns. And within a 60-day period, I think $70,000+ were raised from the community in order for the city step up and with the heritage area to manage and operate those two facilities. We wouldn't have it were it not for the participation of the community. And that, I think, makes it even more important to continue to invest in those assets that are here because of the community, and they're part of what makes Yuma, Yuma.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was, you know, reading some different things as I was going to get information about the events and everything, but I saw this really great article on the National Park Service from 2019 about the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area completing a major wetlands conservation project, which is amazing that our riverfront has been, I mean, it's been seriously beautified.
Yeah. I can't believe, you know, when I hear the stories from people that are from here, how the East Wetlands was literally a hobo camp and, you know, drugs and all kind of craziness that would prevent folks from coming down and enjoying the riverfront. And the West Wetlands was literally a dump, you know, mattresses and refrigerators and all kind of things in a river. You mm-hmm. know, I mean, that just blows my mind. But the fact that the community again got behind this effort to create a national heritage area. Mm-hmm. The late great John McCain was very instrumental in raising the federal support in order to get this done and off of the ground. And so through the years, the investment that has been made here, and I will say that heritage areas are known around Washington, D.C. as one of the most effective and efficient uses of federal money. For every dollar that's invested by the federal government, on average, there's a $5.50 leverage locally. Here in Yuma, that's closer to nine and a half in terms of that return on investment. So it does drive economic development in the area that a heritage area exists, and we see that all across the country.
And there's no question, because when I travel around and I say Yuma, people say two things to me. Well, a few things. If it's military, I get YPG, you know. But but otherwise, it's either 310 to Yuma or the prison.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
People around the world know Yuma Territorial Prison.
Yeah. No. Yeah. We've talked about, you know, we're trying to update and do different things with, you know, our brochures are both in English and Spanish, and a lot of the signage and all that we're doing, and even some of the videos we're doing in Spanish language as well. But if you talk to Mike Gurdon, who manages the prison, he'll tell you that, shoot, you know, we could have German, French, you know, other languages that are here because of the number of people that come from all over the world just to see that. And when you come to Yuma, if you're driving through here, I'll bet a dollar to a donut if someone were to ask, what's the one thing I should do when I go to Yuma, they'll say, you have to visit the prison.
Which is, you know, it took me a little bit when I first got here and I saw the criminals' masks. You know, and I went, okay, but it's such a unique history.
Yeah, what other city? I mean, you know, the Yuma High School, you know, they held classes at the prison there for a while.
Yes,
but
they did.
The fact that they have adopted that as the mascot and have kept that and wear that proudly, it says something about how people feel about Yuma and this community. And the prison, that connection that's there.
Well, it surprised me earlier when we were talking about the electricity, because wasn't the prison the first place to get electricity?
First place to have electricity, first place to have air conditioning, a hospital.
A library.
It was, you know, to the locals, it was the country club on the Colorado because it had all the amenities that they didn't have.
I'm like, all of a sudden, I'm thinking, we're not going to go there in that conversation.
Well, it was very interesting.
Yeah, I bet.
I mean, the prison band was where, you know, they would come there on the weekends, and that's where they spent their weekend evenings.
You go to the center of the community.
Yeah.
And if that was the center, the heart of the community, that's where you went. It didn't matter.
True.
So I know we're going to be taking another break really in a couple minutes, but we did want to get to that other event, I know. I don't want to miss it.
Yes, the Christmas on the Colorado is going to be at the Colorado River State Historic Park on December 12th. It is geared towards young families. What it's going to entail is that from ages 2 to 13, your tickets are $25, and people are like, oh my gosh, or $20, excuse me, or $20. People kind of gasp at the price, but what I want you to know is that it is not us trying to make any money off of it. Mm-hmm. It's literally paying for everything that the kids are going to get. What are they going to get? They're going to get one cup of hot chocolate. They get to create their own Christmas ornament. They get to, they're going to get a huge homemade cookie. They get face painting. They get popcorn. They get to write a letter to Santa. They get to make a picture frame that, and then they also get train rides, and then they get a photo taken with Mr. and Mrs. Claus. They'll also be at the event. And then at the end of the evening, thanks to Big O Tires and their sponsorship, we're able to provide the 2018 The Grinch. So we encourage everyone to bring picnic-style dinner and blankets and chairs to go ahead and set up on the hill, and then we'll have the screen, the big screen out there, and we'll have a movie under the stars. The event ends at 8 o'clock. It begins at 3 p.m. Children or adults 13 and older will also be, it's $5, and it's, you'll get a train ride. You can purchase any of the food items that I mentioned for $1, and then also the Authentico Sapore Italiano will be open, and he'll have paninis and stuff for people to purchase as well. And again, this event takes place from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. on December 12th. Come on out. It's an awesome event. The kids will love it. Everything goes smoothly. The Children's Museum of Yuma County is also going to be participating with us, and they'll be manning one of the stations as well.
Well, Sarah, what if I want my photo with Santa?
Anybody that purchases a children's ticket can get into the photo.
I'm going to have to borrow your daughter.
You can borrow my daughter. But you're given a token for that photo.
Okay.
You'll have a punch card, so that way, you know, you get your one ornament. You make everything you get to do once. But a family can jump in with their child and take a photo.
Perfect. And with that, we have to take another break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 1808.99. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Are you struggling to find quality employees? Tired of placing the same old Sunday classifieds or getting lost in the online job boards and getting the same results? Then you need to call us today at 344-4980 and put radio to work for you. It's fast. Place an ad today and have it on air tomorrow. Whether you're looking for hourly workers or to fill highly specified job descriptions, placing an ad on radio will help you fill these positions quickly. Call 344-4980 today and put radio recruitment to work for you.
Grown-ups devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Take responsibility for your family's future and get your estate in order. Call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen, attorneys at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a consultation today. Visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
PhD, professional home doctor.
When it rains, it pours. And when it pours through a leak or a pipe break, it means water damage to your home. Choking mold can result, not to mention the mess. Hi, it's Mike Miller from PhD. If you experience flood or water damage, you need to act quickly. With 24-hour emergency service, trust PhD, the professional home doctors, to return your home to its pre-loss condition. PhD, professional home doctors, 341-9111.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU, brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area, who is with us in the studio this morning. So good morning, Lowell Perry.
Hello.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Mm-hmm. And good morning, Sarah Halligan.
Good morning.
Good morning again. So we were talking about the Christmas on the Colorado when we took the break. So I interrupted you, so I want you to be able to finish with whatever you...
Oh, no, you're fine. I could talk forever about that event. It's a great event, and... tickets will go on sale November 1st.
Okay.
And it'll be through Eventbrite. It'll be on all of our social media pages. It'll be in our quarterly newsletter that'll go out at the end of the month. And it'll also be on our website under events, or calendar of events, excuse me, on all three, or the Colorado River Park website and then also the Yuma Heritage website.
And Sarah, when is it again?
December 12th. It is a Sunday, but it ends at 8 p.m. so that way everyone can get home and get to bed and prepare for school the next day.
Yeah. I got to tell you, we did this a couple of years ago pre-COVID, and it was such a great experience. I really encourage people to bring their kids out to it because, you know, when I was walking the grounds during it and the number of parents that came up and said, we hope you're going to do this every year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we were saddened that we couldn't do it this past year, so we're really excited to bring this back. And, you know, it's a blast to see, you know, smiling young people. And for me, you know, it's been a source of inspiration to figure out how we can do more for young people. And, you know, even though we're about restoring, preserving, maintaining, and promoting Yuma's history, the reason why we do that is for this next generation. They ought to be able to see, to touch, to feel history directly. They shouldn't have to just read about it one day, and that's why it's so important to protect these treasures, to continue to invest in them, to enhance the learning experience. You know, history doesn't have to be boring.
Mm-hmm.
It can be fun, and that's one of our goals, is to make sure that it's fun and that this next generation really embraces it.
Well, and it is a lot of fun. There's a lot of interactive stuff now that's coming in. You know, having been to the Colorado River State Historic Park more recently,
Well, and we're working with the University of Arizona engineering students to make a hands-on exhibit that'll be happening. COVID kind of threw a wrench in that. But it's been, now this will be the second class that'll be working on it. Hopefully it will be completed this year. And then, you know, we have another exhibit coming in about the Indian War, so we're working with the Quetzal on that. And then we also have Brett Frame, who we've brought on to be a huge instrument in creating exhibits and bringing the park to life at both parks. So we're really fortunate. A lot of new things are coming. Just bear with us as we get it all out there.
Mm-hmm. And speaking about kids-oriented things, tell them a little bit, Sarah, about you know, the Adopt a Trail program, about what we're going to be doing at the prison with the some grant funding we just...
I was just going to say, all this costs money, so...
Mm-hmm. All of it costs money, and inflation is happening. So we were recently awarded through National Park Foundation Open Outdoors for Kids grant. Mm-hmm. And one of our accounting personnel, she applied for the grant, as she is a prior teacher in her previous life. And so it's going to be strictly for the Yuma Territorial Prison, but it is to bring the class into the classroom if there isn't funding to get them out to the prison, and it's also to provide funding to get them transportation to the prison. She's going to also make it to where you can take the tour online. We're going to use the Arizona State Parks Rocky Ringtail mascot to kind of do a lot of the facilitating and talking and sharing the history. And then there's going to be escape rooms for people to do, for the kids, students to do, just to kind of bring things up to date while telling the history. So that is in the works. Amanda Hexel has done a fantastic job on obtaining this grant and keeping up with it, as it was a beautiful chunk of money.
Mm-hmm.
That we're really excited about. But it'll be able to go nationwide, I mean, because it's all going to be via video as well, so we can share Yuma's history with anywhere or anyone, which will be great. And then our second grant that we were just awarded last night through the Arizona Community Foundation is going to be an Adopt a Trail program that will help us, our staff of four, for the Yuma East Wetlands. It'll help us maintain all the trails and keep it beautified, keep a lot of the trash and just some other things that are happening, the graffiti, you know, all of that that's taking place out there. That'll help eliminate some of that. So more information will be coming out there. We're hoping to get the community involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Wheeler and Yuma Rotary have already kind of committed to being a huge instrument with that, and Adopting a Trail along with Visit Yuma and Leslie McClendon. They've really want to be a part of it, so we're very thankful for them and already committing, so that way we could say we had community backing to apply for the grant. And you know, you can't leave without saying thank you to the Arizona Community Foundation for allowing us to giving us the funds to be able to make this happen.
And how can the community be involved in that?
So more information will be coming out.
Okay.
Kathy Douglas and Jesus Melendrez, they're the ones that will be overseeing this project. And now that we know we've been awarded, I think all the hard work will begin, and we'll get everything out there. And once everything's ready to go, we'll distribute it and see how the community can get involved. So you can probably, as always, follow us on all of our social media outlets, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And you can also, it'll be on our website once we have all the information out there.
Yeah, so definitely go to yumaheritage.com, sign up for the newsletter so that we can keep you posted. We're not going to inundate your mailbox with a bunch of stuff, but it'll keep you.
Russ
over there making faces.
It's me that sends it, so I know I don't send crap, because I don't have enough time to send it all.
Sarah says, I don't have time to inundate, but I've signed up. I know you don't inundate my inbox.
Yeah. And it's important, too. This whole idea is part of another long-term vision is to really make the East Wetlands trails more accessible to people that want to get out there and really enjoy nature, because there is a lot of cool wildlife that you can go out there and see. There are a number of endangered species that have made a recovery due to the wetlands work and that of the heritage area. So take advantage of it. And it doesn't cost any money to go out into the east or west wetlands.
I know, and it's easy to get to.
It is very easy and very accessible. I mean, you just park at Gateway and go ahead and go down. Or there's the inlet down by the pack that you can go through on the backside, and you can also get in right there. A lot of people drop their canoes, and that's a whole other project that we're working on.
Exactly. There's another project on the other
it
side.
It keeps going.
There's going to be the Sunset View Wildlife Area, some funding that we received from Entre Arizona State Parks that we are looking for additional match dollars to really do every one of the phases of this project as early as possible. But it'll be another great viewing location. It'll be right on the other side of the levee road from the pack, and that part of the West Wetlands in the marsh area. And we think it's going to be a really cool site at the end of the day.
How comfortable is the walking trail for somebody? You know, we got a lot of snowbirds that are coming back to town, and I know around Gateway it's handicapped accessible, and you can easily walk it.
I would say that down into the East Wetlands, it's not paved. It would be a little bit more daring, if you would.
More rustic?
I've
been with my son.
It's all wood chips.
Right.
Then out,
right.
You know, it's wood chips that are put down for the trails, you know, and while they're kept clean, again, we are a staff of three, with the manager makes it four, so it's hard for us to completely keep it maintained and to where
So this you know, part of what this thing is all about. I'm a firm believer in you know, why are you doing something? And this is to ultimately make it even more accessible so that all folks, and you know, kids of all ages can really enjoy it. I mean, and to go out there and to be able to walk the riverfront like that. And I mean, you know, you see people out there fishing and, you know, hopping in the inner tubes and doing all kinds of things. So this is a treasure that all should be able to enjoy. But it requires investment to maintain that. And so, you know, as Sarah said, stay tuned, check the website, follow us on social media, you know, and there's a lot of cool stuff that's downstream, if you will.
It's in the works.
Trust. I've heard the word canoes, and you had my, you know, you had my sense. I'm like, canoes? I'm like, I'm there.
There you go.
And so before we have to go, okay, a couple of events coming up. Dia de los Muertos.
Yep, that is October 23rd. You have the Saturdays at the museum, November 6th, and you have the Christmas film in Colorado, which is December 12th.
And do you have to do anything in advance?
Dia de los Muertos, you do not. Just show up for the Saturdays at the museum. You can purchase your tickets through Eventbrite or contact us via social media, or you can go to the park and purchase your tickets there. And then for the Christmas film in Colorado, November 1st, they will be available through Eventbrite as well on all of our social media pages and on our website, coloradoriverpark.com.
And Dia de los Muertos, if you can't be there this Saturday, because we all know that this Saturday is crazy, they can go.
They can, the altars will be put up this Thursday, so beginning, I would say Friday is when I would pick, so that way they're all set up, but Friday through the following Thursday, they'll be available for anybody that wants to come out.
But there's going to be a lot of extra stuff this Saturday.
Yep.
So don't miss it.
Don't miss it. It's great. Chicano Art Collective put a lot of work and time into this.
Well, thank you so much, Lowell and Sarah, for coming in this morning. I really appreciate all the, I appreciate all the history and the great stuff of the National Heritage Area, but I appreciate you coming in this morning. Thanks for having us.
Always a pleasure. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. Nothing all day.
560 KVLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KVLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KVLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KVLU, Yuma.